you take a red eye here? Or?
I did. Took a red eye here, man. I think I left out at 11:59 exact last night from Seattle. Stopped in Chicago, and I got here like at 9:45. So it was definitely a long day.
Was
that?
How surprising was it?
It was definitely a surprise, man. But about myself, man, I'm just a guy that just adjusts. You know what I mean? I understand the business part of it. Understand Seattle that they have it's a great team over there, man. Great coaches. I'm sure those guys have a great plan. Just had to adjust, man. You know what I mean? Blessed that Green Bay picked me up and ready to roll. See where it takes me.
Is it a mix of tired but yet adrenaline to excitement?
That's the exact thing, man. You're right on it, man. Excited. You know what I mean? I'm tired. You know what I mean? From that flight, from that 7-hour flight, but. You know, I'm here now. You know, God's taking care of me. You know what I mean? Got my clothes, got my equipment, got me out, checked in. Just ready to go, man.
Emotionally, what's that like in a 24-hour span to be in one city to another and one organization to another?
I've done it before. It's definitely the business side of it. You know what I mean? Like I said, man, you just got to adjust. You got to just get up and go. You got to feed your family. You know what I mean, man? So whatever it takes, man, you got to get up and do it.
What kind of opportunity do you see here?
Right now, like I said, I just got in the building not too long ago, man. I met a good group of guys already, man, the staff, the players, coaches, the equipment guys, trainers. Just trying to help contribute, trying to learn, man. Trying to be a part of a good organization, a good group of guys, and trying to fit in as much as possible.
Who do you lean on, Kristen, in this time? I mean, how do you get through
Just these guys, man. You know what I mean? Just like any other locker room, man, you got to lean on your guys. It's all about what's in the locker room. Just lean on the guys. The coaching staff, just trying to find my way, you know what I mean, getting that playbook as soon as possible, and just do what I've been doing, even at Seahawks, man, just bring it over here, man, and just do what I've been doing.
So what are your first impressions? What are your first impressions of the organization, the city, all that?
Oh, man, I love it. I haven't got to spend too much time with the city, man, but definitely the guys make you feel at home already, man. Saying they're happy I'm here, I'm happy to be a part of it, happy to see those guys. This is great, man. It's a great feeling there, just to be a part of a team and be back in football. Just ready to go.
So realistically, how much do you think you'll be able to contribute right away?
That I'm not sure. Some of the things I got out there right ahead, right on. Some things familiar with me. Some things got different terminology here and there, but I don't think it's too much that I can't handle. Just got to get in the playbook. Got to just do my job. You know what I mean? That's a part of it, just doing your job.
When did you see the playbook for the first time?
Seen it when I first got here. It was in my locker, actually, and I just took a glance at it. Okay. Some stuff remind familiar. I'm familiar with some of the stuff. Some stuff like Seahawks. Some of the stuff is just like A&M when I was back in A&M that I picked back up right away. And that's just it, man, just getting the playbook, man. It's just like studying for a test. It's like studying in college, man. You got to just put your mind to it and get after it.
It's not like when you landed in Chicago they had sent you stuff.
Exactly. No, they didn't. It was in my locker when I got here, man, and dove right into it.
This team's had to, out of necessity, rotate running backs this year, and Aaron has kind of spoken out about how he's had to spend some late nights with the guys to get him up to speed. Have you had a chance to talk to Aaron about
that? We walked up to each other, man, just firmly introduced ourselves. Haven't got with him yet. Probably see him sometime before I get out of here, man, pick his brain a little bit. Him or what's his name, Hudley, Hewley? Get with him, man, and figure this thing out. You know what I mean? Figure this thing out. Get with some of the other running backs, receiver guys, offensive linemen, and try to cram as much as possible, man, and have fun while doing it.
It's just everybody talks about, you know, your physical ability and your testing numbers and all that kind of stuff. What's been the one missing ingredient that just hasn't gotten to, you know, be in that 1,000-yard rusher type guy?
Oh, that's a great question, man. I don't know, man. Like I said, I put a lot, you know, going into when Seahawks brought me back, man, I put a lot into that, man, coming back, making sure I'm doing everything right, being on time, being a good team player, running the ball, just trying to help contribute. Some things just don't work out, you know what I mean? So I just got to regroup, you know what I mean, start back over from scratch here with the Packers, man, and just build good days, you know what I mean? Just build good days and learn from everything that I, you know, went through in the past, and try to help become a better person and a better teammate, better player.
If I'm remembering correctly, you were drafted right after Eddie, weren't you in the draft?
It was something like that. I thought about that too. It was. I don't know if it was flipped. He went first or I went first. Yeah. Yeah, we did. We were right behind each other, man. It's the craziest thing. Yeah, right behind him. We're real good friends.
Right next to him.
Yeah, right next to us, like a real good friends, man. Great guy. Love him to death, man. I had a chance to meet him at was the rookie premiere down there in Hollywood. Great guy, man. Interacted with him real well. Just happy to be a part of him and work with him.
Did you reach out to him recently?
I seen him when I first got in here. He was sitting in his locker, man. Spoke to him. He got out of here real fast. But I'm sure I'll see him. But we'll talk it up.
When you go on waivers, you could end up anywhere. Nice to go to another team that can be competitive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've watched football all my life. I kept up with Aaron Rodgers, kept up with the Green Bay Packers. Just a great organization, man. You know, a great team. I could tell already just walking in the doors, championship mindset. Guys take things serious. I'm happy to be a part of it, man. Definitely a big-time blessing.
Kristen, for someone that's never been through, you know, that kind of whirlwind in 24 hours, what's that like when you find out you did get claimed here and then having to try to make that flight?
That's the thing, man. You love the game so much, man. The flight was the least of my worries. You know what I mean? I was just ready to get up here as soon as possible. I grabbed that playbook, you know what I mean, get going, treat my body up well, meet the guys, and just call this place home. You know what I mean? Call this new place home, man, and then just go with it, run with it.
Unrealistic though to think you could actually play Sunday. I mean, you won't be here very long.
Yeah, that's true. That I don't know. Like I said, man, I'm diving into that playbook. Just trying to help contribute. If it's on special teams, it's on, you know, caring about block, whatever it is, man. I'm just here to contribute. So, like I said, I'm just going to get in that playbook as soon as possible, learn as much as possible, and see where it goes.
Last one, Kristen. You mentioned how different things were the second time around in Seattle, being on time. That sort of, was that something you really needed to improve upon after your first tour there? And how much of a different guy do you think?
Well, I just grew up from a rookie. You know, you get good some rookies in there, man, and it takes them a while to pick some things up and learn. Definitely had to take a step back and learn from the older guys that was around me. Ask more questions, get myself more involved, take my job more seriously. I mean, that's what I've been doing, you know, this time around, especially going into this 2016 season, man. Just being an all-out professional, taking my job seriously, man, and just trying to be the best me possible.